Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl. I'm Sarah. That's me.
And a bi demisexual girl. That's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, Microlabels Part 2. Sounds fake, but okay.
Welcome back to the pod. Sorry we were gone.
Sometimes you have to take a little break.
Kayla was born. I was reborn thrice.
Yeah. Sarah was busy getting burnt at an indoor concert.
I got really bad sunburn really at a bad concert that was indoors.
Inside.
It's peeling now, but except I peeled it way too much, and now it like hurts because it's peeled because I peeled it too much.
My favorite is I went to the beach last weekend. Mm-hmm. You went to an indoor concert, mm-hmm. and you were the one that got burnt.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It's good stuff. It's good.
I'm sorry to my skin. I can't wait to get skin cancer.
Don't joke. You probably will.
genetically, the odds of me getting skin cancer are quite good. So,
well, I'll hit you up when I have breast cancer and we'll just slay together.
I'll also hit you up when I need my knees replaced. Both of them.
My thyroid will also die.
My mom has a thyroid problem. Maybe all have a thyroid problem
too. Every woman in my family has a thyroid problem. So I'm just waiting.
My family has every autoimmune disease under the sun. Whenever they're like, what's your family history? I'm like, every autoimmune disease. And they're like, can you be more specific? And I'm like, no.
Don't have to be. Don't actually have to be more specific. Thank you.
Anyway, hi. We're back. We have housekeeping.
It's time to keep this house.
Yep.
This is a very exciting housekeep.
Time to pay the mortgage.
No thanks. We are doing our hometown event, finally.
Hashtag hometown.
We're going to be doing a little book event at Literati in Ann Arbor, which is like our college bookstore.
The world's greatest bookstore.
Best bookstore. I cannot believe that we're doing something there. So it's going to be June 30th at 6:30 p.m. And there's like no tickets, no RSVPs or anything. Just show up.
Okay, I'll pull up. Hop out at the Literati.
Yeah. It's like, I think, a 50 or 60 person limit. I don't expect us to have an issue there. But if you come.
But I mean, my fucking whole family probably.
I know. My whole family. I think maybe we might meet capacity.
We might meet capacity.
So yeah, actually maybe show up early and make sure our family doesn't get in. I don't know.
Block our family.
So yeah, if you're a Michigander, a Midwesterner, pull through. Friday, June 30th.
Just support Literati. It's a great fucking bookstore.
Such a good store. It's the
There's a typewriter in the basement and you can just type shit on it.
And then they published a book of like little notes people left.
Yeah. And in their newsletter, I get their newsletter and every week there's a note from the typewriter.
I didn't know that. That's fun.
Or every month or however often the newsletter is.
So yeah, come hang. Third event. Meet and greet.
Third time's a charm, as they say.
Book one. And we're both gonna be there this time. Yeah. So
we specifically scheduled it so that it would be around the time that I was intending to be home anyway.
Yeah.
Can't get a dentist appointment, but we're doing our best.
God damn it.
I know. Anyway, Kayla, what are we talking about this week?
This week, we are continuing on our journey of microlabels with Microlabels Part 2. It was probably a couple months ago now, I think, when we did Part 1 of A-Spec Microlabels.
Microlabels.
And there's just so many that we only got through the C's. Didn't even finish the C's. Only started on the C's. To be fair, there's a lot of A's, as you would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know that we'll finish the list I have today. Again, I like got all the ones that I could find that were most common on the internet. If there's things I'm missing, please let us know and we'll cover it. But these were what I could find.
I did nothing. So if we're missing something, it's Kayla's fault.
Yeah. So we're just gonna read them and learn about them and talk about if we relate to them and live, laugh, love.
Go off,
live,
bestie.
Laugh, lesbian.
Live, laugh, lesbian. Shout out to Target's Pride.
Someone else had made that so I could buy it.
Why does it? Why?
Like, I just would rather support like a queer artist. Like, you know what I mean?
I see. Yeah, that's. I mean, who designed?
Like, I'm not against buying it. I don't know. I think a queer people did design it. I'm not against it.
Queer people,
I would just like
it.
Rather, you know what I mean?
I know a lot of like a lot of people were like, "Oh my god, that's so cringy." And it's like, "Yeah, it's perfect."
It's,
you know how
funny.
Many queer people are buying it for the bit? That's probably what they intended.
It's very funny.
Anyway, for those of you who don't know, Target, large store in the United States. It's everywhere. The best store.
Best
Great
store.
Store.
Best store.
It's like Walmart but classier.
Yes.
And with slightly fewer groceries. And they have a Pride collection every year, and this year they have a shirt that says Live, Laugh, Lesbian.
It's very good.
It's so good.
It's very good to me.
Oh, all right. Anyway, let's go. Let's do a little shindiggery.
Let's do it. So as you might remember, last time we left off on Cade Sexual, so now we are moving. Hold on.
I like how you think I remember anything.
I barely remember. I was looking at my list and I was like, oh, did we? Interesting. News to me. So now we're moving on to cupio-sexual/romantic. Previously, I guess it was known as callosexual with a K.
Hello.
Not sure about that origin, but dry patch. But
when it's light, you can really see the basically a scab because I can't. I always pick.
In this light, you can't really see it. But there was like I don't even think it was a zit. It was just a bump that I like drunkenly really squished, and so then it got very large, and then it was a zit, and then it.
I've had this forever. It won't go away because every. Like scabs, and then I pick it. I bought those like pimple patches that are like
very good,
like clear skin color.
Yeah,
and I don't even necessarily because I've used them before, and I don't often have the kind of zits that are actually helped by pimple patches.
Because they're too innies.
Yeah, but I want to just. Use them to cover it, so I stopped.
That's what
it.
I did with this one. I put it, so I stopped picking at it. I've heard, and it's worked for me. If you put toothpaste on like an ingrown pimple that won't like come out of the skin yet, and if you put it on there for a little bit, it'll help it like come out onto the skin. Mm-hmm. So then you could put a pimple patch on it. But don't leave it on for too long, because then it swells up. That happened to me.
My toothpaste is for sensitive teeth. And gums, and it's for plaque restoration. Will that be helpful?
Who's to say?
I'm sorry. This we've talked about this for too long for me to not like leave it in. But
yeah,
it started out
by me looking at my face in the computer.
Yeah, by us looking at our faces, and this is an audio medium.
I just started feeling my face, and it felt dry. I'll put Aquaphor on.
We were gone for a week, and
a lot to catch up on.
The quality has not improved.
As ever. Bad news. My Aquaphor, I think because it's hot in my house, is like really runny now.
It's runny.
And it's kind of gross. I'm thinking I might just need to toss it. Anyway. Avino, for your, what does Jennifer Aniston say? I don't remember. I feel like she does Avino ads. Anyway.
That made me think of the AMC movie ad.
Yeah, but that's a different lady.
Ozzy, 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 oi, 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 speaking of Nicole Kidman.
Exactly. Exactly.
Continue.
Okay. Cupio-sexual/romantic. This is someone who does not experience sexual and or romantic attraction. Mm-hmm. Sexual for the sexual. I'm just saying them both. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Respectively.
But still desires slash like sexual and or romantic relationships. So this would be like, so someone that's not repulsed by it. Like, doesn't experience the attraction. Yeah. Doesn't experience the attraction, but would still like to be in the relationship or the situation. So, like, an allo person who dates or an ace person who does a sex.
Yeah. But you're not.
But you're not attracted. That's all. I don't know that I have much to say on that. I feel like this is probably one that's like very confusing to non-community people.
I was just thinking that, like, to people outside the community, it's probably very confusing. But to me, since I've been so embedded in it for so long, I'm like, yeah, of course.
And like, it was confusing to us. Like, if you listen to early episodes, you can like hear us like grappling with like, why would someone be ace and do sex and do sex?
Do sex. Be do ace. Sex. Do sex.
Be ace. I can't wait for Weasel to make that one. But yeah, I think the more you're in the community, I think the more sense that makes of like, you don't need to feel the attraction to do it and have it feel good, you know? Okay, the next one is demisexual / romantic. I think we all know what this one is.
I've actually never heard of that.
So it's someone who can only feel sexual or romantic attraction once they've established a close emotional connection. I did also find, like, subtypes of demisexual, though, that I had never heard of.
Okay.
Like, demisexual, I'm obviously very familiar with. And why? I think is, like, because I am.
Oh.
And I think it's also, like, an identity that's getting a lot of press lately. Like, I feel like especially last year I was asked to do like a couple interviews for articles, and like I saw stuff floating around. I don't know, I feel like it just like came up, so it like became more recognizable. But some of the subtypes I didn't know about. So we have demisexual jump, which
is that
person-
someone who does like jumps between buildings, like building rooftop jumping?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's also someone who is demisexual and aromantic, but they experience short, sudden bursts of just being ace or arrow, and then they go, like, back to being demi. So if you remember last time we talked about, like, ace or arrow spike, where you're, like, asexual, and then you'll have, like, a random, like, sudden spike of sexual attraction for a short time, then go back. It kind of feels like that. But, the opposite, I guess. Yeah, where you're, like, usually resting at demisexual, and then sometimes you're, like, there's nothing, and then you go back.
I have a question for you as a demisexual person.
Yeah.
Who is not demisexual jump, so maybe you're not the best person to ask this to.
Yes.
If you're demi to begin with, how do you know if it has gone away? Is this in the context of, like, someone you have already gotten that attraction to and it goes away and it comes back?
To me, I think it would have to be, or else how would you know?
Otherwise, I think you wouldn't notice.
That's what I'm thinking, because if I'm thinking about, like, myself not dating anyone, being demisexual, like, I'm not currently attracted to anyone, I don't know how I would realize it was gone.
Right.
So to me, I feel like it would necessitate that there, like,
already have it,
was some sort of sexual or romantic attraction there that then went away for a short time and then came back.
Yeah. All right.
I assume.
I dig it.
I don't know. For me, it's also hard, though, because, like, obviously sexual attraction and libido are separate things but are also intertwined.
Yeah.
So, like, that's always a hard thing for me to understand of, like, is my libido very low right now? Or am I, like, is it the sexual attraction? You know what I mean? Like, it's a very hard thing to parse out. So, like, I don't – props to people who could figure that out. I don't fucking know.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. another subtype of demi is delosexual or romantic. So this is someone who experiences attraction to multiple genders and experiences allo style of attraction to some genders, but is demi towards other genders.
That is fascinating.
Which I really enjoy this, because I think it's so true that, like, especially if you're somewhat attracted to multiple genders, that attraction can be different depending on the gender.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've not, like, I've seen, like, queer women talk about that, about, like, bi women especially, about, like, how their attraction and, like, relationships manifest differently with men versus women.
Yeah.
But I had never thought about it as almost, like, a completely different sexuality depending on the gender. But it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I had never heard of it conceptualized that way, but that makes a ton of sense. Especially because, like, I remember when you were like, actually I'm bi, and, like, one of my questions for you was, like, how do you know that you're bi and not pan?
Yeah.
And, like, your answer was, like, gender does matter.
Yeah.
It's just that I am attracted to multiple And I think that applies to this same situation where it's like, obviously you could still be bi or pan or whatever and be this, but like the gender of the person you are attracted to does, or the gender presentation or whatever, impacts the way you are attracted to them.
Yeah. And also just like, I don't know, it just makes a lot of sense to me, especially if like you're socialized one way and then you're attracted to a gender that's like socialized a different way. Like,
right.
Bro, relax. Oh,
sorry, Bogey muted you. Did you have a cat problem at the same time?
Yes, she's digging at the rug.
Yeah, sorry, Bogey. Bogey did you a little mute.
Bitch, what the fuck? Like that just is gonna change like how your attraction manifests and like how what your relationships look like. I'm about to kick you out. Oh, you're out. Can't wait for her to start screaming. The next demi subtype is court sexual, which is very funny to me. It's like demi in the court. So it's someone who only feels attraction after forming a small emotional bond with someone. So it doesn't have to be like a full big one. It can just be like a small one. You know,
I understand now that court means like courting someone.
Oh, it's not spelled like that. It's spelled like the like measuring.
Quart.
Really? With a Q.
Oh, so it's just a quart. So like, you just need a quart. Just a little bit.
It's like demi is like half the container and quart is that's like just a fourth, funny. Actually. It's funny.
But at first when you said that, I was like, basketball court.
No. Court with a C would also make that sense. Also like, work. I have to court you. Work. But no, it's court, like the measurement, which
they
I
both,
find
they both make sense.
Very
I think
charming.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Quart.
This one, I feel that. Because I think there's at some points where I felt like the amount of emotional bond I needed seemed to be less than other demi people I had seen. Like, some demi people would be like, it would take me years. And I would be like, I feel like I don't need that much. I feel like if there's a between court and semi, court and demi,
semi-sexual.
That has to be a real thing, right? Semi-sexual. Demisexual just came up. I want
justice for semisexuals.
Oh, okay. According to the asexual fandom, semisexual describes someone who may be allosexual by definition, but who finds aceness and or grayness a useful, relevant concept to describe their sexuality, or a concept that still helps them communicate their feelings in some way.
Interesting.
It's to be the middle of sexuality spectrum, having partially attraction or duration of the full or intensity. Interesting. Anyway,
back to our list.
Back to my list. Okay, the last like demisexual subtype I found was amicosexual or amicus romantic.
It's when you're really amicable as a person.
Kind of. It's when you only develop attraction with someone who you're friends with first, that you're amicable with.
I sort of see how that's different from demisexuality, but please elaborate.
I think,
because demisexuality requires a bond, but it doesn't necessarily require a friendship bond.
Yes, like I would say
it can be a bond of any sort, or depending on the person, a specific sort, but doesn't necessarily have to be a platonic sort.
Yeah, I think it can, like, yeah, it is often friendship. And, like, I feel like I've heard a lot of demi people be like, oh, the only people I've ever been attracted to are, like, people I've known for a very long time who I'm friends with. But, like, speaking from my own experience, you know, I've dated people that I met off dating apps who I would say, like, I was not friends with first. Like, obviously, right. We became friends as we were dating.
Yeah.
But I became friends with them at the same time as I was, like, becoming attracted to them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this one is, like, you have to be friends. Like, that platonic attraction or platonic bond has to come first. Which I think is why it's a subtype of demisexuality. Because it's just, like, a very specific experience of demi-ness.
To me, I feel like the friendship thing, my brain is like, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense with demi romantic, but then demisexual, like I had to be like, oh, you don't, like, you could be romantically into someone without sexually being into someone, and so you would need to be friendshiped first.
Yeah.
And that's what that means. Again, I think this is just another prime example of my silly, funky little brain conflating romantic and sexual identities, just like the rest of the fucking world.
So silly. Would you like the next one?
Yep.
The next one is fictosexual or fictoromantic.
Fiction. Something to do with fiction.
Yes, very good. This is someone who experiences exclusive sexual or romantic attraction towards fictional characters, a general type of fictional character, or whose sexuality or romantic orientation is influenced by fictional characters. So it's someone who is like not attracted to real people, yep, only attracted to fictional people.
Sorry, I just watched one of Bogey's loose hairs just floating through the sky fall directly into my beverage.
Protein.
And it's a can, so I can't really get it out.
That's for you now. That's for drinking now.
I think ficto prefix is something that to an outsider at first probably seems very weird. Mm. But the more you dig into it, like, the more maybe also this is just because I'm A-spec and I understand this aspect of it better than an allo might, but like having like the theoretical, it is still real attraction, but it's attraction to a theoretical being, and that is safer.
Yeah,
that is safer than being attracted to a human person.
Yeah, and there's like, you know, there's not really a way that you can get hurt in that situation.
Yeah, there are no expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even necessarily have to, like, act on anything, which, like, there's some other micro labels that kind of get into that, too, but with real people that are later on the list. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I do think it's a lot safer. I think where this gets, like, dicey and wherever I found, I think I was reading on, here, let me find it. Like where I found the definition. There's like a long list of micro labels under this of like cartosexual, which is just like
cartoon
or comic characters, booklosexual, which is just like novels, gamosexual, it's just like games and stuff.
My brain, wow, I'm connecting all the dots. I'm a genius.
She's so smart. I think where this can get dicey is like part of this was saying like attracted to a general type of fictional character, where this gets like dicey, and where I think a lot of stereotypes come in is like people, especially with anime, where you have
it can people get into like fetishization.
Yeah. And where also there's like a lot of like stereotypes and a lot of like making fun of people for that, but it also can be very harmful to like actual Asian people who are not fictional characters.
Actual and, like, real Asian human beings.
Yeah.
There are billions of them.
Yeah. Like this one, I think, like you're saying, I completely understand it because it is a safe way to kind of like express your attraction. But I also think when you get into like being attracted to a general type of fictional character, that's when it can get a little like, be careful.
I think that same sort of thing happens in fandom of real people when you know they're unattainable.
Yeah.
It's like, you know that nothing is ever going to happen. And so it's safe. It's safe to be like, let's get married.
I'm in love with you. Yeah.
I'm love he. I'm love he. Although I'm love he does not have to mean romantic or sexual.
I'm just love he.
I'm love he. But I say that all the time.
Good.
I believe to just today I tweeted, I'm hate he, I believe is what I said.
Good. So. The dichotomy.
Yeah.
The next one is Frey romantic or Frey sexual. Would you like to guess on this?
All I can think of is Freya, the Norse goddess.
Well, I thought it was the Frey, the band.
No.
Both wrong. This is someone who only experiences sexual or romantic attraction towards someone that they are not deeply connected with and lose that attraction as they get to know them. So it's like the opposite of Demi. Which is like, I feel like this also kind of goes along with like the safety thing almost of like,
Or once it gets real, year.
Yeah, or like the ability to kind of like disconnect and imagine the person you want them to be, because you just right. like yeah. see someone passing on the street or only know them like very briefly, and so you can like kind of make up a lot of the other yeah. details of their life that then, fit to you and are attractive to you right. and then the more you know them, you're like
once it gets more real, your brain, your how whatever part of your body you think attraction comes from
yeah.
is like no, actually not anymore. Yeah. This is too much. Yeah.
This reminds me, I think we have these later on the list, of like when you're attracted to someone, but then once you find out that they reciprocate, you're like, actually, yeah. never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of, I feel like, yeah, again, a thing that's like better in theory. And then once it's like a real person, you're like, I'm actually quite good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not that you have any control over it as attraction, but.
Right. But that's what your attraction. Your
body. God's attraction homunculi
running the fucking game controllers in your yeah. head.
Recently, would you like to do a would you rather in the middle of this?
Okay.
Speaking of homunculi and controlling yourself like a little video game, recently my roommate was asking us, would you rather be a little homunculus man in your brain?
I don't know what that means.
Just okay. like a little guy. Just a little okay. you. Okay. Living in your head mm-hmm. with like levers like a crane controlling mm-hmm. your body.
Sounds horrible. I wouldn't want to be in my head.
Or
I have to do it every day. It sucks.
Or your body turns into a mannequin and you're just like a mannequin now.
But my brain's in there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a question. If I'm a little guy in my head,
you
am I
are,
still am I still sentient outside? Am I still
no?
I still
so your I asked this too. Your soul is in the little guy. You okay. are the little guy, and yeah. it's just your body that you're piloting. And also,
how is
what's
that different
that?
From real life?
Because you have a little guy in you.
How is that different from real life? There's a little guy in my brain, and it runs my body.
Yeah, but that's not you.
How is it not me?
There's not physically a little guy in your head, unless we have something to discuss. Because also, what I clarified is when the body dies,
yeah.
you, the little guy, can get out and go live somewhere else. This is your
so my
body's just like
just
your
a
mech
vessel.
Suit. And it's just a mech suit that you're controlling like a crane. But so you're the little guy.
So the question is,
would you rather be a little guy or a mannequin?
Would yes. you rather be a transformer or a mannequin?
yeah.
Obviously, I would be a little guy because that's yeah, basically that's, what I already am. I think that is a very silly would you rather, and I think it's a no-brainer. And if anyone would rather be a mannequin and be fucking trapped in your consciousness in a body that literally cannot move by its own
it
volition.
It can move. It's a moving mannequin. It's like a doll, okay? To clarify, it's like a little doll with hinges. And you feel less pain. Wait, maybe that was the other one. I don't know. Anyway, this has been Would You Rather.
Look, if I'm going to be trapped in my consciousness, I want to have at least some control. I want to be able to pull those levers.
Yeah, but you do have control as a mannequin. You're just like a plastic guy now.
I feel like you would face a lot of discrimination as a mannequin. And
probably.
I wouldn't want that for myself or for anyone. So.
That's fair. Anyway, this has been our new segment, Would You Rather. Oh, our next man. Micro label is gray sexual or gray romantic. You know it.
You know
love
it. You love it.
It's for those who relate to asexuality or aromanticism, yet feel that there are parts of their experience that those words don't fully describe. So it might be that they experience attraction, but only very infrequently, or you only feel it like once and twice in your life. Or you feel it more frequently, but it's not as frequently as allo people. It's a wide, it's the gray area.
It's the gray area.
You know?
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
Exactly. The subsections I found under this were light gray sexual or gray romantic or allo flexible, which is that you're gray but leaning more towards the allo side. So you're light gray. And then dark gray is that you're gray, but you're leaning more
charcoal.
To the A-spec side than allo.
Charcoal.
On the little spectrum. Sure.
Yeah.
sure.
Great. Fuck it up. Fuck it up, grays.
Fuck it up, but only if you want to.
And in a fully consensual situation.
Next we have, is this an I or an L? Good question.
Iambic pentameter.
Close.
They only experience attraction to people who speak exclusively in iambic pentameter. They fucking love Shakespeare.
Okay, it's supposed to be using the letter I. Okay, so it's I am vanosexual or I am vanoromantic. It's also known as Escipio sexual or Escipio romantic. Actually, this one might only work for sexual.
Can I look at these words? Can I see how they're spelled?
I'm sharing my screen.
Oh, you're screen sharing. I thought you were going to text it to me.
No, we can work together. Do you see this?
I am vano.
I am vanosexual.
That's a very confusing word to pronounce.
It's I-A-M-V-A-N-O is like the prefix.
Yeah.
I think this one is only for sexual, not romantic, because it's someone who enjoys having sexual acts performed on them, but does not want to perform the acts on others, which I think is that paper or stone?
One of them.
So there's also words, apparently they were coined by the lesbian community. I was reading through some of these other ones, which I think stone is when you will give it but don't want to receive it. And then paper is the other way.
I don't want a stone fabricator's countertop contractor.
No.
No. Asexual stone. Avon circa 2012, a stone butch is a butch lesbian who doesn't want to be touched sexually and acts exclusively as a top. Same goes for stone femme, except it's gone.
Okay. Good to know. So the asexual fandom page that I found the definition on did a very good job of saying that this is not the same thing as like being selfish or submissive or having a sexual preference. Someone may be repulsed at the thought of performing the sexual acts, which may cause them to lose any sexual desire or attraction. Mm-hmm. And the discomfort could be caused by a lot of things, but it's not like I am a stupid like man who refuses to go down on a woman because of whatever.
It's not a pillow princess.
Yes. It's something you cannot control. It's not a preference. It's like, it's literally how your attraction is manifesting.
Yeah. And no offense to pillow princesses. You do you. Or I guess you're not doing a lot, but
you don't do you. You don't
but
do.
You get done.
You get done, queen. Good. Okay, the next one is probably the one that I like have the most difficulty with, and I had to look like the most places to find a solid definition. It seems like there aren't a lot of places where this one is listed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's item sexual or item romantic.
Okay.
So this is someone who I'm just going to read this whole thing to you. Please and do. We can work through it together. Mm-hmm. So this is someone who categorizes relationships and feelings as platonic or romantic, but experiences
religious.
The two genders. Okay. Someone who categorizes relationships and feelings as platonic or romantic, but experiences no notable internal difference. They may categorize certain relationships as romantic instead of platonic based on age, personality compatibility, emotional closeness, ease of living together, presence of sexual attraction, or other factors. But their feelings toward the romantic interest would not be particularly distinguishable from platonic feelings and may be similar to how they feel to a best friend or beloved family member. Yes.
This reminds me of qua romantic or WTF romantic. It's just if that person decided to put this relationship in a box anyway.
Yes. So it says TLDR internally experiences romantic and platonic attraction similarly, categorizes relationships and feelings as romantic versus platonic based on like outside factors that are other than the actual attraction.
Right.
And I think this can go for sexual too, but to me it makes more sense for the platonic versus romantic. I don't quite understand, like, to me at least, platonic and sexual are more easily distinguishable.
Yeah.
Not to say that this couldn't apply, but I feel like it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Platonic versus relationship. If you're talking about things like age and living together and right. like compatibility and stuff.
Well, because if you're like, I can't tell if I want to fuck you, if I have fucking attraction yeah. to you. That's a way to present that.
That is a way thought. To say it.
Like I can't tell if I have fucking attraction to you, but I am gonna call it fucking attraction I think it makes sense both ways.
I think it does. Yeah, I think it does make sense. I just the romantic one makes more sense to me.
I think they make equal sense to me.
Okay, good job.
So I'm better than you.
You're probably right. But yeah, this one makes sense to me, though, because, like, I think you're right. It is similar to qua or what the fuck,
mm-hmm.
which is at the very bottom of our list.
Because of alphabets.
Because of the alphabet.
Why is the alphabet in the order of the alphabet?
I don't want to do
this. Why is the alphabet alphabetical?
You wouldn't alphabetize the alphabet.
I don't know the order of the Korean alphabet. Continue. Good.
No. Anyway, this makes sense to me because if you're looking at like two people and you're like, I feel the same about both of you, but I would like a romantic relationship, I'm going to pick the one that's like most compatible based on these criteria that I have.
Like, based on my understanding of what a romantic relationship is yeah. and should be, and also just like gut feeling, not gut attraction, yeah. but just gut feeling.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be attraction, which is like why people who are arrow can have romantic relationships, because yeah. it doesn't, they're a structure and a construct.
It matters not.
Indeed. This will be the last one, I think.
Great.
We have lithosexual or lithoromantic, which is also sometimes called a coy sexual or a coy romantic.
Heard this.
So the reason there's two names is I guess there's some controversy about like, lithosexual coming from like the stone and paper thing, which is from the lesbian community, and so like is that taking words, but there doesn't seem to be any consensus on whether litho was actually the word started in the lesbian community or whether anyone actually cares.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. If it is a word borrowed from the lesbian community, why do we care?
But the thing is, I don't think it is. Let me look at exactly what the article said.
I don't know that you can that one queer community can appropriate from another, and that, like, I don't know that that's appropriation.
So here's what sexuality.fandom.com said. Due to a claim of appropriating lesbian culture, some people have attempted to replace the term lithosexual with a coy sexual. This is due to the fact that litho means stone, and in the lesbian community, a stone lesbian is the definition, which we'll get to later.
Yeah.
And I guess lithosexual could potentially be interpreted as being related to this term. It says there's not been any consensus about the term, both in the asexual and lesbian community. There's no apparent evidence that this specific term lithosexual is ever commonly used by lesbians. So I think the issue was that litho is like Latin for stone, and stone is used in the lesbian community.
I think one person had a problem with it and it blew up.
My guess is that this was a fight that happened on Tumblr once.
Absolutely.
Between some like people that don't understand
some chronically
entomology
online
or yeah. whatever. We could be wrong though. Correct us if we're yeah, wrong. Correct us but if this we're wrong. this seems not necessary. To me,
it seems like a very silly argument because it is absolutely true that a person from one culture and community can appropriate another culture and community, even if that person is not coming from the dominant culture. That is very much yes. possible. You see it fucking all the time in K-pop. You see K-pop idols appropriating Black culture all the time, and it's a problem. Yeah. But for
I don't know that using a word is yeah. appropriation.
I don't know that using a word that is like a descriptive word, not like slang, yeah. but like a descriptive word, I don't know yeah. that that's appropriation. And I don't know that the lesbian and aspec communities are far enough apart
yeah.
to really consider that like a cross community appropriation.
Yeah.
We're separate communities within a broader umbrella community. Yeah.
Like, if an A-spec person described themselves as stone or paper, is that really appropriating? Like, obviously those terms were coined by lesbians. We all, like, agree on that historically. Like, they came up with it.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of words that ace people came up with that lots of people use now because they're helpful.
Right.
I don't know. I'm also not a scholar, so we could be very wrong. Let us know. I'm not a lesbian. Or a historian.
I'm neither a lesbian nor scholar. I was once a historian of a student organization.
That's true.
You know, maybe anyway, at one point I was a scholar because I was a student.
You were a student. So the definition of this, as you might have guessed from the reference to stone, so this is someone who may experience sexual attraction but does not want it reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
So they may be uncomfortable with someone, the thought of someone else being attracted to them, or they may lose their attraction once they learn that it's reciprocated.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'll like you, but you stay over there.
Stay over there, please.
Yeah.
This may just be me projecting, and this may be the allonormativity ingrained in me. That seems like a tough way to live.
What do you mean?
Just like, if you feel attraction towards somebody, but then... I guess maybe it's just me being like, well, if you feel attraction, you would want to do something about it. But then if you do something about it, you lose the attraction. But like, if that's your whole life, it's like the way that I just don't have attraction. Like, it's not.
Because, I mean, that's a
bad thing. It's just.
I mean, that's assuming that. That's assuming that A, everyone wants to act on their attraction, and B, right. Once the attraction goes away, they can't act on it anymore. Like, there's nothing stopping a person from, right. Like, oh, no, you reciprocated. I don't feel attracted to you anymore. But you could still, like, date or fuck them. You just wouldn't have the attraction anymore.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
I was just like, oh, well, I guess if you're into someone and then they start being into you, you just have to be like, no. But that's not what you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You can do it. I mean, like... Obviously, it makes it different when you're not attracted to them, but you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It feels to me like maybe people that would like really use this micro label and like be part of this community maybe wouldn't if like it's so important to them.
Yeah. If
that
it's
they take it on as a label,
that,
but I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, that could just be allonormativity ingrained in me being like, or amatonormativity too, being like, you should want this.
Yeah.
You should want it to be reciprocated. I'm shoulding, and I should be
don't
punished.
Don't. You should not be shoulding.
Unbelievable. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for what I've done on this day.
We're all learning together, you know?
Truly. Oh, great. Kayla.
That's it.
We're going to have to come back to this again. What's our poll for this week?
Would you rather be a mannequin... or a little guy inside your brain.
I have
been
thinking about this since I said it. I do want to clarify that when I was talking about being trapped in your consciousness and not being able to move, obviously paralyzed people exist and paraplegic people exist. And that is a life that they lead. But I, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there's anyone out there who is like, I would love to become a paraplegic.
I doubt it. But again... You can move as this mannequin.
Yes.
You just have like hinges like a wooden, like, you know, the figure.
I think the discrimination would be a problem. I know
the wooden figure dolls that do
joints. I know what you're talking about. I think you would be heartily discriminated against in the way that there would be ableism abound. There would be
keep in mind though, when you're the little guy mecking your body, it's harder to move because you just have a couple levers.
I would.
You
good
also,
at it.
As
ooh,
the
it might be
guys,
bad for my wrist. Do I have the same? Do I have I the same know. Problems with my body as a little guy that I do now?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my roommate. It's his question. But keep in mind, as the little guy, you feel 100% pain from your outside body. But as the mannequin, you feel less pain because you're plastic/wood.
Plastic or wood, Jared? Jared, am I wood? Am I made out of wood?
Let me see if he's around.
I have so many questions.
I'll get him in here.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
I said, you up?
You up, bitch?
While we wait, that's the poll. What? Oh, come here. Come here. He's coming to consult.
Good. Thank you. Can we talk about my incredible skills of deduction?
That you knew it was Jared that asked?
Yeah.
How did you know? Tell me everything.
Well, because you called them your roommate and you and used he/him pronouns.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be weird Dean. If you called Dean your roommate.
It would be. Step down, really.
If I'm a mannequin, whether I'm wood or whether I'm plastic, fire would be a huge problem. Now, you could say to me, fire is also a huge problem to humans if you're standing in it. Correct.
But less, more but, repairable.
Yes, less of an immediate, like if you-
Slower burn.
Slower burn. The burn is slower. And you won't necessarily like melt in the way that like plastic would.
Yeah. Am I going to be able to have him-
I don't know. I think we've taken this too far, and now I'm stressed.
No, he's
about
coming
it.
Now.
I know. That's why I'm stressed.
I'm just trying to figure out how we'll both be able to hear you. Taking a sweet time, I'll tell you what.
I just want to know what you're made out of.
I have some clarifying questions about the homunculus versus. Come be on the
oh,
podcast.
Yes. Oh yes.
So I posed the mannequin versus homunculus to Sarah, and she has some clarifying questions. Yes. So I'm going to give you the headphones.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
If I'm a mannequin, what am I made out of?
Normal, like normal mannequin. I guess.
That's not an answer.
Like what's
plastic?
Plastic. Yeah.
What about like the little wood dudes?
Because I told her about the wooden figure doll.
Because Kayla was telling me about hinges.
Because it has joints, right? You have full joint mobility.
I think that's what you any said. Mannequin that you so choose is up for grabs. So you could be a wooden... Because I think that there are pros and cons to wood versus plastic mannequin that are like in and of their own.
But we decided, right, that the homunculus feels 100% pain, but as a mannequin you feel less pain, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yes.
Here's the thing. When you say mannequin, the thing I picture is like a plastic mannequin that like the elbows can't bend and like the knees can't bend. And it also reminds me of that one episode of Doctor Who where the mannequins like come to life, and that's a problem. I think it was actually the first episode back with the Ninth Doctor. Like, if you know.
Oh yeah. We're okay. So like the mannequins fully moving joints, right?
But all of the joints are fully moving.
All of the joints are normally moving. Like you, so cons to that one are you don't have like full muscle mass, so you're not as strong.
Ugh,
you're very small.
I can't get
small. And you're very.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're also a small mannequin. Yes. I forgot about that
like
part.
A
you're
child
like
a child mannequin?
Doll.
And you're brittle. Yeah.
Literally, so, like, why would anyone choose mannequin, Jared?
Picture like I don't know, like a 1 foot tall mannequin.
You're
like,
foot.
When I was
that
when
is
I was
a nutcracker.
Question, when I was asking the question, I was like American Girl doll, but like make it work, you know,
with the little teeth.
With the little teeth, yes. So like American Girl doll, and you still kind of feel pain.
Do I have to go through what the American Girl doll went through? Like, if I'm Felicity, do I have to go through the U.S. Revolutionary War? If I'm Addie, do I have to experience slavery?
You have to go through. In the case of my sister's American Girl doll, you have to go through getting your hand bitten off by my pet dog. And serving as a perpetual monument to the errors of man.
Do you know what American Girl your sister had? Was it like one of the
just like
ones?
one of the
the
I
ones
wanna
that look
be,
like you? Yeah.
I want to be grafted onto a plastic menagerie.
Yeah, ones. I was hoping you would say it was one of the historical ones, and you could be like, not only did Kit Kittredge have to live through the Depression, she also had her hand taken off.
Wait, what's the one that like worked in the factories? Or like, there's one that like did because like she would absolutely get her hand like ripped off,
Molly,
like, from working in the factories. It was like the Industrial Revolution one.
Molly?
You know what I'm talking about?
Is that Molly?
Because like, just whatever the one that worked through the Industrial Revolution, like she absolutely got her hand bit off by a dog. Like I hate to break it.
Oh, Samantha, fucking Samantha. Samantha's a bitch. Absolutely. Samantha's a Karen. Samantha. Samantha.
Tell me how you feel,
Samantha. Man, no, Samantha's a cunt.
There's a really good Instagram page that's just
Dean's American. Here and he's very confused. We were talking mannequin versus homunculus, and Sarah had a lot of qualifying questions for Jared. Yeah. Goodbye.
There's a really good Instagram that's just American Girl memes, and oh, it's so good. And they were talking about how Samantha's totally a bitch in real life. I'm sorry.
Why is she bad?
Look at her.
She's a bitch.
I mean, she got her hand bit off by my childhood dog. But
probably like, because she was a bitch. Listen, if you're a Samantha lover, my sister owned Samantha. Samantha hater on principle. I just think of all the American Girl dolls, she's definitely the most Karen.
So like not official retcon. But does it change your answer if I say you get put in a Bratz doll?
Why would I want to remove my feet?
Some people don't want feet.
Why would I want to remove my feet?
I could see conceivably why someone would not want
feet. I would either have to have no feet or I would have to be wearing shoes. You know how much I hate that? I don't want to wear shoes.
You can wear them Polly Pocket shoes that just like...
That does not fit a Bratz. Are you kidding? Bratz doll feet are gigantic. Do the Bratz have
big feet? Oh, they have big feet? I thought they had like no feet.
They have big feet, but you can remove the whole foot. To change their shoes, you take the whole foot off.
Bro, what? Kayla's over here looking up like Samantha doll.
Well, I can only hear Jared's side of the conversation, so I have no idea what's going on.
We're talking about Bratz and their big feet.
The thing with Bratz is to change their shoes, you have to change out their feet. It's not like Barbies or Polly Pockets where they have feet attached to them and then you put the shoe on them. It's like you change out the whole foot.
I wanna experience eating a Polly Pocket accoutrement for the first time again.
I mean...
That joy was something I think we're all chasing as adults.
I never did it because I am a good child.
I found out why she's a bitch.
Why is she a bitch?
She has a friend named Nellie who's like poor and Samantha's really
That's
rich.
That's right, yeah.
And so she's always like, oh my god, Nellie, like, why are you Samantha's so poor?
Like, Samantha's like, I'm a poor ally.
No, literally. Samantha's a poor ally and it's like, this is embarrassing. Stop.
Damn.
She's like, here, Nellie, I'll give you my old doll. Will this fix it?
And you know what's
That's
in that doll?
So meta.
Fucking
That's
Jared's consciousness. Jared's consciousness is in that doll. And it's terrifying.
My consciousness got stuck in this doll that was then sent to the factories. I mean, the children crave the mines. Gnocchi is losing her mind.
Cat's great. She's sad she's not in here.
Okay,
so anyway.
We have to stop this.
Yeah, what are you picking now?
You got to pick your answer.
I am still fucking picking little guy. There is no universe in which I pick mannequin.
I mean, that's fair. That's what most
she picked
did.
Little guy.
She picked little guy.
I picked little guy. Because once your body dies, you get to go live in
you
a tree
like,
or something.
You get, like, basically two lives. So honestly,
you're a transformer.
Yeah, I get it. Transformers, yes.
They're like,
thank
okay.
you so
Pacific
much
Rim.
To Jared for joining us. Thank you so much. What a delight. Thank you so much, Jared.
That added a clean 12 minutes onto the podcast. Okay.
Yeah, I could only hear Jared's side of the conversation. I was trying my best to lip read Sarah, but I don't know what just happened.
I was teaching Jared about how Bratz feet work.
That's good.
What's your juice in your beef?
My juice is that. My juice is also, I'm getting an Apple credit card. I have the Apple credit card now, and it's a metal card, the physical
it's
one.
Oh, fancy fucking
so
shit.
So I get to sound rich, and I'll drop it on the table, and I say, let me buy my Kraft mac and cheese.
And then it'll get rejected because you've gone over your credit limit of $10.
Yeah, exactly. but that's exciting. My beef, that cat get in here. Wow, she's so slippery. My beef is...
Kayla's beef is that I'm warm.
Yeah. I hate that.
I think it's probably because I left my curtains open and it started getting hot today. And also, did we turn the AC back on? I don't know. We had it on and then we turned it off because it got cold again. I don't know. Okay, my juice is that I impulse bought a letter opener called Stabby Crabby that I found on TikTok. It is a 3D printed crab, and it's holding a knife, and the knife is a letter opener. And I found it on TikTok, and well, I found a different thing on TikTok, and then I was looking at this person's store, and I was like, oh my god, Stabby Crabby. I've been meaning to get a letter opener, because honestly, letter openers, helpful.
Fancy.
So that's my juice. My beef is, in addition to me being warm, my obsessive compulsive behaviors are getting worse.
What if we found a therapist? Teehee. Respectfully.
I did just take a bite out of my mic and now there's cat hair in my mouth.
Yum.
That was my reaction.
I was at the beach this weekend, like for a weekend, packed a thing. Was wearing like a swimsuit. Well, anyway, whatever. I was fully in a different city and found a cat hair on me. Mm. And I was like, this is not, I'm at the beach.
Yeah.
And one of my cat's hair was there.
Always with you.
Exactly.
All right. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your therapist recommendations. They have to take my insurance. on our social media at SoundsFakePod. We also have a Patreon if you want to support us that way so that I can pay for a therapist. Patreon.com/soundsfakepod. Our $5 patrons who we are promoting this week are Hada Strucker, Jackie Rabashkin, Jacob Weber, Jennifer Smart, and Jessica Shea. We also have a new $5 patron. It's actually a €5 patron. It is a person. It is spelled J-O-C-H. Now, that could be just a fun, funky, fresh way of spelling Josh. It could be Yoch. It could be, hoch. I don't know what language it's coming from. It's in a euro, so like that's not super helpful.
Could be anything.
It could be several. So I don't know how to say your name, but I think you're great, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Arknez, who would like to promote Trevor Project, Allison, who would like to promote Art and Gray by Ray Stiff, Benjamin Ibarra, who would like to promote Tabletop Games, David Harris, who would like to promote the Cradle Book series by Will White, and we have a new one. Boston Smith. What a fun name. I think Boston Smith is a great name if your last name is Smith to have a first name like Boston.
It's good.
Because it is a name that people...
She sounds snappy.
It is a name that people can pronounce, but it's unique.
Mm-hmm.
And so your name's not John Smith. No disrespect to the John Smiths of the world, but your parents fucked
up. You're boring.
Anyway, Boston Smith also went above and beyond. And by that, I mean they met the minimum that we ask for, which is telling us what you want to promote.
Thank you, Boston Smith.
Thank you, Boston. They would like to promote their YouTube and TikTok, which are both at Your Buddy Boston, Y-E-R, Buddy Boston. Kind of a slay, if you ask me.
Follow it.
Thanks, Boston. Our 15 dollar patrons are Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Changeling and Alex the Ace Cat, StarshipChangeling.net, Click for Caroline, who would like to promote Ace of Hearts, Dia Chappelle, Twitch.tv/Melody Dia, Hector Murillo, who would like to promote Friends That Are Supportive Construction, and Help You Grow as a Better Person, John Young. I'm so sorry to John Young, but your parents didn't give you a name as good as
it's okay. Boston's our dad's name are John too.
Yeah, both of our dad's names are. My name is Sarah. Okay, I'm not on a high horse here. Okay,
it's tough out here.
Math, who would like to promote catching up on the podcast after 2 years, Nathaniel White, NathanielJWayDesign.com, Kayla Zantnina, who would like to promote KateMaggotArt.com, and Sarah Jones, who feels my pain, but even worse because spelled without an H, and that's
tough.
A little embarrassing. Not your fault, but a little embarrassing. Unless you were the one that named yourself Sarah, in which case it is your fault. But I don't think that that's what happened. at Eternal Lolly everywhere. Our $20 patron, Sabrina Hawk, Christmas Dragonfly, who would like to promote, I've said it on the pod before and I'll say it again, if you are in a position to give yourself your own name, I would recommend not it being Sarah. Just a recommendation. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears. And actually, we will be here next Sunday.
And until then, take good care of your cows.
I guess you could name your cow Sarah. I think a cow named Sarah would be kind of charming. Welcome back.
Right. Right.
All right, mate. Shut the fuck up.
always suck my balls, mate?
No.
Oh, no.
Clear. I'm so sorry to all Aussies right now.
Yes, they really hate us, I do think.
I'm so sorry. I'll put it at the end. No, this isn't going in the main thing. Are you kidding?
We're leaving.
Bye. Aussie accents are so hard for Americans to do. I'm not putting this at the top of the fucking episode.
All right.